I'm Helen Wallace, Chair of the Jury for BBC Music Magazine Awards, and welcome to a series of special podcasts for the nominations of the Awards 2015. With me in the studio are reviews editor Rebecca Franks and the magazine's deputy editor, Jeremy Pound. In this podcast, we'll be giving you a snapshot of the opera category to inspire you as you cast your all-important votes on our website. After all, which disc wins the category awards is now entirely up to you, our voters. And when you've made up your mind, head over to our special awards site, classical-music.com/awards2015. And by casting your vote, you'll automatically be entered into a prize draw to win some amazing prizes, including a fabulous Yamaha hi-fi system worth over £700, or a Yamaha relit Bluetooth speaker, plus all the nominated discs. So we're each going to argue our case for the three operas in this category. And this time we have two Baroque operas by Vivaldi and Handel pitched against Wagner's sprawling comedy Die Meistersinger from live performances in Glyndebourne. So let's begin with Handel's Tamerlano.
Great strengths of this recording of Handel's Tamerlano is just how good every cast member is. So often in an opera recording, there are one or two singers who steal the show, but here each singer is of exceptional quality. And I think that's testament to the determination and vision of countertenor Max Emanuel Cencik, who is the driving force behind this recording. And actually, he recently also masterminded a recording of Hasse's Cyro, which is in fact our recording of the month in the February 2015 issue. And he's gathered together these superb singers, and I think that level of vocal skill is perhaps especially necessary for this opera, which really demands a lot of his performers. It's not just about the virtuosity of the musical lines. It's a really dramatic story, and they communicate that with real flair. Cencik, in fact, describes it as an opera of broken characters. It's this tale of warring kings and familial duty, of battle and of love. He takes the role of Andronico, playing opposite countertenor Xavier Sabata in the title role, and they are utterly electrifying together in their scenes. And we also have soprano Karina Govan and tenor Jean-Marc Ainsley, both on eloquent and moving form. And they're joined by Il Pomodoro and conductor Riccardo Minassi. Minassi founded his period instrument ensemble in 2012, quite recently, and you might recognise his name from the vocal category as well, where he joins Joyce DiDonato. But here in Handel's Tamerlano, Il Pomodoro and Minassi are effortlessly stylish. So that's Handel's Tamerlano with Riccardo Minassi and Il Pomodoro on the Naive label. Wagner's Die Meistersinger is one of those great ensemble works for which it's almost impossible to get the perfect cast, but the key role of Hans Sachs can make or break the opera. I went to this production at Glyndebourne, and Gerald Finney was genuinely funny and moving. Let's hear him as the opera draws to its end.
Gibt ihr mir Armen zu? This Glyndebourne staging of Meistersinger received excellent reviews when it appeared in 2011, so it's a real pleasure now to hear it on disc. At the time, as we've suggested, most critics raved primarily about Gerald Finley's Hans Sachs, but actually I want to begin with praise for conductor Vladimir Jurovsky, whose lively pacing and deft attention to detail throughout really makes this such an enjoyable experience, even without being able to see what's going on stage. But yes, let's now return to Gerald Finley. He is superb. His sax has everything you want from a sax. Charm, affability, savviness, and, importantly, moving pathos. Nothing's ever overdone, though, and technically his singing is as immaculate as ever. And then there is also Johannes Martin Krenzel, who rather cannily manages to portray Beckmesser as a character we might actually have a little time for, rather than the quintessence of pomposity we're normally used to. He really is rather moving in the role, which is rare. In fact, all told, all the cast are terrific, and recorded in very good sound too. Die Meistersinger is by its very nature a heartwarming affair, if, as we say, a little rambly. But this recording has just that little extra bonhomie than most.
The final nomination in the opera category is Vivaldi's L'Incoronazione di Dario, performed by Accademia Bizantina under the direction of Ottavio D'Antoni. This isn't the first time he and his band have been nominated, and it's not hard to hear why. That lovely trio was sung by Anders Dahlin, Lucia Cirillo and Sofia Solovy. The ensemble of voices beautifully complement each other throughout this anti-heroic tragicomedy, set in ancient Persia. Vivaldi shows off his range in extravagantly original orchestrations and a huge variety of arias, ariosas, duets and instrumental concertantes. There's a brilliant duet with bass and bassoon and another aria in which Sara Mingardo is shadowed by a solo bass viol. It's a style of vocal writing unique to Vivaldi. There are so many exceptional pieces here, it's almost impossible to choose one to illustrate the disc. But I think this one, with its chorus of winds, is probably my favourite. That was alto Sara Mingardo there as Princess Statira. She's one of the best things about this performance, but she's matched by some fabulous fellow singers. One just can't fault any of them. And a wonderful band. I urge anyone to listen to this. If you thought you had Vivaldi taped, there are so many unexpected riches here. So that's Vivaldi's L'Incoronazione di Dario, conducted by Ottavio D'Antoni on the Naive label. And it brings us to the end of the opera category. Now head over to www.classical-music.com/awards2015 and do cast your votes, because you'll be entered into a draw to win a Yamaha hi-fi system worth over £700 or a relit Bluetooth speaker plus all these nominated discs.